Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nitrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In the End of Average, How We Succeed in a World That Values Sameness. Todd Rose challenges the very concept of averageness and argues that the age-old practice of designing systems and norms based on average measurements is obsolete and unjust. Through engaging narratives and enlightening studies, Rose compellingly illustrates how the tyranny of the average has constrained individual potential and stifled innovation across various spheres of our society, including education, the workplace, and healthcare. Rose, a faculty member at the Harvard Graduate School of Education, uses his background in developmental psychology to dismantle the myth of the average person and to advocate for the principles of individuality. He encourages systems and institutions to adapt to individual differences through what he terms the science of the individual. By doing so, Rose posits that we can foster a society that celebrates and capitalizes on the unique strengths and abilities of every person. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the myth of the average. Todd Rose opens The End of Average by debunking the myth of the average person. This concept, deeply ingrained in society's many structures, from education to the workplace, operates on the erroneous belief that there is a standard average human being whose traits and capabilities can be generalized across all individuals. Rose illustrates how this one-size-fits-all approach has led to the creation of systems and standards that fail to accommodate the complexity and variability inherent in human nature. By relying on averages, institutions inadvertently ignore individual differences and potential, often resulting in underperformance and dissatisfaction. Through historical anecdotes and scientific studies, Rose demonstrates how the concept of averageness emerged and why it is fundamentally flawed, setting the stage for his argument for a shift towards individuality. Secondly, implications in education. One of the most significant sections of The End of Average delves into the implications of averageness in education. Rose articulates how educational systems designed around the myth of the average student often hinder rather than help student development. Traditional schooling, with its standardized curriculum and one-size-fits-all assessment methods, fails to account for the diverse ways in which students learn and excel. Rose advocates for differentiated instruction and personalized learning paths that recognize and adapt to the unique needs, interests, and pace of each student. Educational approaches such as competency-based education, which assesses students on their ability to demonstrate mastery of skills rather than time spent in class, are highlighted as ways forward. Through these reforms, Rose argues, the education system can better support the development of all students, facilitating a more innovative, adaptable, and skilled society. Thirdly, workplace innovation and individuality. In discussing the workplace, The End of Average examines how businesses suffer from standardization practices that overlook individual strengths and competencies. Rose critiques the use of average-based metrics like standardized performance reviews and job descriptions that fail to capture the unique contributions of each employee. He puts forward the idea of personalized work, where job roles and success metrics are tailored to leverage individual strengths and encourage innovation. Rose cites companies that have successfully implemented such practices, resulting in not only increased employee satisfaction and engagement, but also significant improvements in productivity and innovation. The principle of designing workplace structures and policies that accommodate individual variability, Rose argues, can lead to breakthroughs in creativity, efficiency, and overall business success. Fourthly, healthcare and the individual. Todd Rose extends his critique of averageness to the healthcare sector, emphasizing the dangers of treating patients based on average outcomes and standardized treatments. He argues that this approach can lead to misdiagnoses, ineffective treatments, and overlooked opportunities for personalized care. The End of Average champions the advent of precision medicine, an approach to disease treatment and prevention that takes into account individual differences in people's genes, environments, and lifestyles. By embracing the complexity of individual health profiles, and moving away from a one-size-fits-all strategy, healthcare providers can offer more effective and tailored healthcare solutions. Rose's insights into the healthcare sector underline the urgent need for a systemic shift towards acknowledging and addressing individual variability at every level of medical practice. Lastly, the science of the individual, central to the end of average, is the concept of the science of the individual, which Todd Rose advocates as the foundation for societal transformation across education, the workplace, and healthcare. This approach involves designing systems and practices that are flexible and adaptive, capable of responding to and nurturing the unique characteristics of each person. Rose elaborates on several key principles of this science, including the importance of context in understanding individual behavior, the variability principle that recognizes the dynamic nature of individuals, and the development of technologies and methodologies that can accurately measure and support individuality. Rose's call to action is for a paradigm shift from averages to individuals, which he argues will unlock tremendous potential for personal fulfillment and societal advancement. In conclusion, who should read The End of Average? This groundbreaking book is a must-read for educators, policymakers, business leaders, healthcare providers, and indeed anyone interested in fostering a more inclusive, innovative, and effective society. Todd Rose compellingly argues that by abandoning the antiquated focus on averages and embracing the unique traits and abilities of individuals, we can design systems and institutions that truly cater to everyone's needs and potential. This book not only challenges readers to rethink deeply held beliefs about success and potential, but also provides a practical roadmap for implementing change. For those seeking to understand the limitations of one-size-fits-all approaches and to explore how individuality can be leveraged for personal and collective benefit, The End of Average offers invaluable insights and inspiration. If you would like to support Todd Rose, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.